Okay then, Harry, I think that was what you would term a very good professional performance.
Yeah, it was, yeah, for 70-odd minutes, and then I thought last quarter, now 20 minutes, we got sloppy, you know, and conceded a goal, and, you know, but no, overall, the lads did well tonight.
A few weeks ago, you were saying you wanted to see if Shea Adams could be a 15-goal striker. He's given himself a bit of a head start with those tonight.
Yeah, but I'm looking at 15 league goals I was talking about, you know, I mean, if he gets 15 league goals this year, 20, if he's capable of getting 15 to 20. Yeah, he did well, took his goals well, did well tonight. He's learning the game, you know, he's old up play, needs, still has got to be improved, but, you know, he's strong, he's quick. Yeah, I like him, he's got a real chance, you know, he's good.
And given the shortage of strike options that you had, the fact that he and David Davis linked up well in this game, it was encouraging.
Yeah, yeah, Davo worked hard in there as well, you know, played him in behind and sort of just gave everybody a chance tonight to play those that hadn't played. They all showed a good attitude, you know. I couldn't fault any of David Cottrell, you know, and Stephen Gleeson, and you know, I thought all their attitudes was first class tonight. I couldn't fault them. Robbo came in, played at the back, you know, the keeper. Everybody's attitude was excellent.
All football managers want a clean sheet. Then in the end, you say about sloppiness in the last 15-20 minutes. That would be frustrating.
Yeah, I think when you play, you know, when you play well, you want to come off with a clean sheet. But no, credit to them, they kept going. You know, it's not easy. I mean, he's got a hard job there, Harry. He's got a hard job on his hands, Harry. You know, he can only do what you can do with the players you've got. And he's obviously took in a difficult situation. I wish him well.